The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. You have the Odyssey app and you're listening to us from a different locale. Thank you for doing that. It is a free app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, put it on your phone. Do it today. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com, do that today to get more details and information. You got a three-man junk show getting you through to the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops, where I seldomly post on Instagram. John Paul Flame is also with us.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello, good morning to you. And Eric Bickle here.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You mentioned driving and the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. And seems like every year you hear it's a new record for the amount of travelers expected in the airports, on the roads.
Yeah.
So whether or not the economy is doing well, it seems to be that every year there's more and more people traveling and flying.
This is correct.
I don't know the ideal time. I'm heading to New Jersey. We're doing our show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I might wait till later in the evening. But then it sucks driving at night.
Like how much later in the evening? I don't know. I don't know what commute is like.
That's about the time I was thinking of. I might be a victim of circumstance. My wife has canceled whatever her stupid hair appointment a couple times. Mm-hmm. And she has a hair appointment at like 2:30.
Well,
that's not like when we go to a barbershop.
Yeah, no,
and it takes 20 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a couple of hours, and then I don't even know. My kid has swim practice on Wednesday, so maybe we'll bolt after that.
You can blow off the swim practice. What were you gonna say, Valdez?
I have bad news for you, JP.
Tragic news from Valdez incoming.
So it's supposed to rain Wednesday night into Thursday.
Okay.
So not only will you be traveling at nighttime, but also in thunderstorms.
Oh man.
So, yeah, that'll blow.
That
you know what, though?
Great.
Doesn't blow as much as my brother's morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives in Summit, New Jersey. I'll be heading his way. He sent me a picture today or a little video. I actually didn't click on the play because I was driving, but I saw that he sent it to me. He definitely had a bear in his backyard.
Oh, he did?
And he had to go to his car in the morning. He has a Ring camera. And sure enough, it doesn't look like a scary bear, but this is right in front of his house.
You see this?
Is it a good size one?
I mean, that looks sizable enough that if it encounters you, I know who's going to win that battle. It's not Eric Flame.
I don't know. I can't see the thing. Where? Why do I not? Why can't I?
Maybe
see
you got to rewind it. I don't know.
Oh, you had to play the
video. I don't know how big that bear is, but from that distance, it doesn't look small.
If you saw that bear,
that's a good size.
Let's say it was 50 yards away from your car.
Yeah.
Now you have to go to work.
Sure.
What do you do?
I mean,
you hit pots and pans slowly? Or something. I think you go outside, hit some pots and pans, see if they run away.
It's 50 yards away.
You wait. I mean, obviously,
you wait it out. You hopefully get
I mean, 100
yards away.
You wait.
And then you run palms up as fast as you can into your car. And you just hope you're not fumbling around trying to get in.
Our old producer from Table Manners lives up in Connecticut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they have bears in their yard all the time. They think it's great.
I don't think it's the first time it's happened.
Yeah.
I have deer in my yard sometimes. I'm sure you do.
No, here's what I have. Oh, of course, all the time. Here's what I have lately. A fox. I think I tweeted about it.
Yeah.
The most comfortable fox ever. He's so comfortable.
Just chills.
Yeah, I see him all the time. He's like just living in my hood and between like my house and neighbor's house. At first, he would dart away. Like if I open the door,
mm-hmm,
now he just stares at me. And he doesn't care.
Right.
Hey, does he take your golf balls? Because at Hidden Creek, we have a fox. We have a lot of fox that live on the course. And on number 4, there's a den, and he runs onto the green. If you got a greenie, he'll run onto the green, take your Pro V1 in his mouth, and go take it back to his den.
That's a $4 egg.
I know.
I don't know. That's remarkable to me. I don't even know what's appealing about it.
On our carts, when you pull up to number 4, it reads, a warning, fox may steal your ball.
It's crazy.
I've witnessed it twice.
That's crazy. I don't know what would be attractive about the ball. No, I don't think. I always put my balls away. That's the one thing I do is I put my balls away because I don't want to get all weathered by the warm. Messed up by the weather, but I do leave my mat out, and I think my mat is super comfortable for it to like lay on and like
it's his bed,
scratch his back or whatever.
Sure,
he has a nap.
It's a chill spot,
but like what's up? Like I don't even know. I don't think foxes are. I don't think they like. They don't want to interact with you.
They don't want anything to do with
you. They seem like they're skittish.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one's like very comfortable now, like a cat.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this bear though. It's hard to tell, but it looks like the size of a big dog.
No, that's a good size bear.
Okay, I think that's probably at least a 100-pound bear.
Oh yeah,
from the looks of it, minimum.
I wouldn't interact with that bear ever.
If a 100-pound bear strolled into the studio right now, all it would do is maul all of us to death.
Well, if it wanted.
By the way, the house across the street was up for sale.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a different level of house that my brother lives in, but it's right across the street.
Baller neighborhood.
No, not all the homes are like it. Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood. I think it was on sale for $3.9 million.
Your brother lives in
the
rent
district.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That bear picked a good neighborhood.
He's got a nice neighborhood.
He's got some good food. Yeah. You go through that garbage, probably got some good food in there.
Fancy. Yeah. Fancy neighborhood.
I bet I might have a lace-de-lease cake in there.
I think the biggest animal I've encountered, like when I'm leaving my house at an ungodly hour at 4:40, whenever I pull out of my driveway, it's just deer just hanging out in the front yard. Never a bear.
Oh, deer are everywhere. I live off of Beach Drive, a street or two away from Beach Drive, and they're everywhere.
I think you are the most likely to have a bear encounter because of the amount of woods and you're close to Rock Creek, your proximity to Rock Creek Park. You're the most likely to have one.
I might be, but I think maybe in like my 20 years where I've been in this location, there's maybe been one scene. And like, that ventured off.
We definitely had a bear sighting within 5 miles of my house within the last couple of years.
Oh, I think we had a bear sighting in my neighborhood.
Yeah, sure.
I think it went on our neighborhood Facebook, whatever the heck there is. There's some sort of neighborhood thing.
But I would never know what was happening in my neighborhood via a Facebook post. I just don't keep up.
Yeah, but that's something like wives are into. Like
yeah.
They know all that stuff.
Facebook Marketplace. I mean, my wife, every once in a while, she'll bring me, like, she'll show me items that people are selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, people like Jason Bishop.
It's like, hey, can you buy this old skillet that 1,000 meals have been cooked in for $6?
That's probably where Valdez got his entire house from.
People are just trying, like, they're trying to sell anything and everything.
Valdez buys dead guy's sweaters.
Anything to save a buck?
I guess.
I was telling Valdez, my hack where I go to get my golf clothes, and Valdez goes, I just got a master sweater from eBay.
I do.
Very nice. That's his move.
That's my spot. I go get a $100 sweater for $15.
It's perfect.
They smell like cigarettes, but...
smells like old Paul Malls. That's a really old cigarette.
Is that
brand.
True? Do they sometimes have the odor?
Sometimes they stink.
So wait, you just take it to dry cleaner and it takes care of it?
Yeah, I'll try to do that, or I'll just return it. I never buy something that says no returns accepted.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And then if it doesn't fit, or if it stinks, or if there's a stain that they didn't disclose, I'll send it back, get my money back.
I don't go to dry cleaners a lot, but I pass by them a lot. Like, they're always like right next to like a grocery store. I just still marvel at how many shirts and dresses and suit jackets are just hanging up for them to press the button, and then the carousel goes around.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like thousands of pieces.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they have a system.
Yeah.
But that system boggles my mind when I go in there.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
It was so easy to just lose a dress shirt in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many white dress shirts are in there?
Oh, I mean there's literally a thousand pieces of clothing.
A million. And they just hit a button, and it comes around.
Then 2 minutes later, you have what you need.
Let's say you go, because we don't wear regular clothes. Yeah. We wear sweats
getting
to work.
This dry clean.
Yeah, but on the occasion, like I might have a wedding or something I got to go
sure.
to. Someone died.
Right.
And I'll go to the dry cleaners, and I might have 4 or 5 items. You just leave it on the table, and the guy throws it in a little garment bag, and you're like, he's definitely going to lose this.
Right.
How's he going to keep track?
How can you keep track of it amongst all of these garments?
How are you going to keep track? Yeah, I would love to know how many garments the average dry
cleaner you know what?
Loses.
The people that own those places, they probably live in JP's brother's neighborhood.
Oh, for sure.
Just making so much bank.
For sure. But I just wonder how they keep track of all of it.
I don't know.
It's called code numbers.
They have a system.
Yeah, I know, but this takes one sloppy thing. You got 5 guys there standing in line. Everyone's dumping off all their clothes. I mean, I see some guys come in there. You know, they're regular jobs, and they have an armful of clothes.
Oh, yeah, that big sack full of them.
Sack full of them.
Yeah, so many.
And, like, how do you keep track? I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never know what to say when they say, do you want extra starch?
I don't know. No, I just... Yeah, I don't
said
know.
Just keep it regular.
I don't even know what to say when I go to the barber.
Yeah.
I just say, just give me a regular haircut.
I'm going to see my man Jonathan today. I got to get prettied up for Thanksgiving. I mean, I can't look like this.
You're looking awfully grisly right
now. Yeah, I just let it go.
And your wife loves you so much, she would never say, hey, John, maybe you need to get a...
Never. Never She's once.
Has your wife ever commented on your appearance in a negative way?
Let me see.
It happens to me
ever
daily.
Ever done it in a negative way? No.
Is that normal? Is your wife drag? Is that normal? Like,
I mean, your wife just come up and say you're ugly or you need to shave?
Yeah, she'll say. A million times she'll say, "Oh my God, you got to shave," or "Oh my God, you got to get your hair cut." Oh my God, you got hair coming out of your ear. Oh my God, your neck hair.
She never says anything. Like,
I've never seen it. This guy's life.
I mean, doesn't even make sense.
It's a charm.
I got grilled for my toenails the other day.
Maybe she would recommend that I like if I'm going on TV or something or doing something out of the ordinary, like maybe, but...
What would she say? Maybe you should think about it.
But maybe shave, but I mean,
my wife will just say with like...
Very rare.
She gets mad when I say this because she goes to everybody, oh, then it's just his life. She'll say, oh, you got to shave your neck. You got hair coming, you know. it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's normal.
I think it's normal. Cakes is living in utopia.
I just want people to understand... He's got a bride that does not criticize him. She puts him on the largest pedestal.
But like, to flip it around.
Do you have like a 17-incher?
I don't go to her and say, you know what? You really need to get your hair like dyed or, you know, I don't know if I like the way you got your hair cut or I don't know if I like the way you got your nails done. Like I would.
Of course, we're guys.
Never do this.
Yeah, well, guys, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't do that ever. The wives do that, the husbands on the whole, except for your wife.
There was a family get together a few days ago, and I was like, should I shave? Like, she was like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Said, it doesn't matter. I'm so, this temple is just so silly.
What do you think it is about cakes that's so attractive to his wife? Like,
his brain here.
He's like hypnotized her.
I don't know if it's cakes necessarily.
She's just a rare bird.
She's the special one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's just it's so loving.
They got a clone.
She's the most loving person.
They got a clone Amy.
Yeah. I mean, JP, right? I mean,
my theory is he grew up with, and you're more into psychology than me, he grew up with a lot of confrontation in the house.
Yeah,
so
for
he
sure.
found, on a subconscious level, the most non-confrontational person that he could find as a mate.
I mean, I don't know if that's it, but...
I thought he just found a chick to like them.
I mean, maybe
I thought that's
it
what
too.
Most guys do. They find a chick to like them.
Sure, that's a big part of it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a coincidence that she's kind
she's
of
the first one that hooked them.
Yeah. She's kind of the polar opposite of everything that was happening in his house.
No, I understand. Yeah, and I do believe that Cakes tries to avoid conflict. There's no question about it. But, and maybe you're right. But it's not like Cakes was like, just like he had 100 chicks, like, you know, and he picked the least confrontational one.
It was not like that.
Right.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Say you don't put a cup in the dishwasher or something. Yeah. Like,
what if you rip a fart?
Yeah. It's like anything. Does she ever go,
a normal guy rips a fart in front of my family every day.
I try my best.
And they go, Eric, what are you doing?
I mean, has it happened before? Sure. But I try not to do that in front of, okay, I do it more like in front of my kids more than my wife.
You fart more in front of your kids.
Yeah, I try to be respectful around her.
Right.
I mean, for the most part. I mean, now, are a few going to slip out here and there?
Right.
I mean, I'm a guy. Of course they are.
Right.
But for the most part, I don't.
Does she grill you if one does?
No.
She never says, oh, John.
Never once.
You're not kidding. You're kidding, right?
Not kidding. Never. Because honestly.
This is like, he's like living in heaven. In other words, he's in a place where he never gets criticized.
Well,
the only place you get criticized is here.
Oh, way more criticism here than at home, of
right?
course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even close.
I mean, this is, yeah.
I'm with Cakes. I've never ripped a fart in front of my wife.
I mean,
it's repulsive.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's repulsive if it comes from her. I don't want her doing it. Yeah. So I've never done it around her. I don't want to live in a house where everyone's just farting on each other all the time.
I understand.
Because I'm trying to smash that later.
Yeah. I understand. But, I mean, it still happens.
Sure, of course it happens.
Go in the other room or you suck it back in.
Yeah.
Suck it back in? How do you suck it back in?
Yeah.
Now,
I love a demonstration about that.
Off a million in your life.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm loaded for bear.
Are you tooting your
But yeah. Here's what I do. I just go into the bathroom, close a couple doors.
And then you just let it go.
I minimize it. Now, she's heard a trillion of them. Okay, over the years. But I'm not ripping them in the bed right next to her like when I'm sleeping or right when I get up.
I'm floored by the suck it back
in. There's a level of respect there.
What, are you guys childs? You're just ripping?
Normal.
Like if you're in front of CK, you're just going to rip a fart or you're going to hold it, you idiots?
I ripped one in front of my agent.
All right, you're a special breed. Yeah. Valdez is, you know, he's talking crap. He's not ripping them all.
I got a silencer that I put on it.
I'll also mention this. I used to be the league leader in studio farts.
Yeah.
I've passed my crown over to the right because this guy is at least the lately leader.
Yeah,
I don't think it's close.
Here's what I would say about like farting in front of my family. I just try to sneak them by.
I put
like,
farts on my family.
I try to sneak them, but then every once in a while, you know, it's extra bassy, and you know what can I do?
Right.
I try
You're
to sneak
hard
it.
To put food on your family.
Who doesn't try to sneak it? Everyone tries to
sneak
all
the time. Then go blame someone else.
Yeah, all the time. You just try to just, you know, sneak one. And then unfortunately, you know, you made a big giant bass saxophone or baritone saxophone sound.
Sure, it happens.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just amazed, man. What an incredible life you have.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
His wife thinks he's a god, and he's got 4 Bitcoin. Unbelievable.
Trying to get more. Just trying to get a little squirrel away as much as I can.
Unbelievable.
Love to see what happens. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. We have Brian Robinson joining us at 9 a.m. We'll have to talk to him about the latest loss to the Cowboys, get a health update from him. Mike Jones will go around the league with him coming up at 7. When we come back, we'll get into Monday Night Football as the Ravens get a big win on the West Coast. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.